Today's learning from the Nisim Chaim Luther from Shahag and Moshe with Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Zer Yogis Tzor Wanach Mar Moshe Rishus for Shalem Chaim Moshe and Malcolm Yibrach Masar Malcolm Agil Tzor Fegel Dina and his chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Ayin Reish Hey. We're at the last Sif Yud Beis. Again, continuing this conversation about doing something La'ar Haner. So Mechaber says as follows: Shamash, you have a servant at home, a butler, she'ena kavua, which is not a regular. It's not your regular guy. Also, livdoi koisus ukaris are in there. He can't check if the bowls or plates are clean, or if they're the ones you want to use are in there. And they she'ena makirin, because since he is not your regular, it's not so easy for him to know what's the right thing, what's not. Somebody who's your regular, right? Even your own house, you can find the glass in the dark, right? But if you're not the regular there, you have to be ma'ayin much more. It's not just see a little light and be able to see what's going on. Beim b'ner shel shemen, beim b'ner shel neft. It doesn't make a difference if this that he's not allowed to do it does not make a difference whether you're using an oil lamp or you're using this lamp that was made from neft, which was a sort of a combustible liquid. However, it has a very bad smell. Perish means zephes, it's like a kind of tar. Lovin, white, the rechera has a bad smell. Sha'oire rav, it gives a lot of light. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sha'oire rav, what does that mean? If it gives a lot of light, right? You should say, so if it gives a lot of light, then it's counterintuitive. Then it means then he should be able to check it because you don't have to be concerned. Says the Mishnah Berurah, explains what the Mechaber is saying. Writes a Lima, I'm sorry, before we get to the Shai Rav, first, Livdak, to check the kais. I skipped one. Writes a Lima, Livdak a kaisis a diamond zelazat, to check different glasses or that are similar to each other. Vele de ezemel anichan al shulchan, he has to know which one should he put. Do you want to have matching glasses on the table? Which one should he use? And that's what he's using the light. The shamash ain't a kavua, you're not regular shamash, ain't a makirin, he doesn't recognize them easily. But tzarech lezeh, iyun harbi, requires to be very, very focused on it. Al ken cheshinon shamayata, you're concerned that he might bend the light. Varan kosav, shabidika hi liroisim heim nekiyim. Okay, it's to tell whether they are clean or not. So if that's the case, if the difference of the clean or not, what's the difference if it's the shamish kavua or not your regular waiter or your regular waiter? Clean wouldn't make a difference. He explains the shamish kavua mipneishu bokimah mikvar. The regular guy knows what's clean, what's not. Yedei is a kelein anoki kolkat. He knows what was used yesterday, what was used last meal, what was this. That's what the way he explains it. Choyre Rav. Now, Mechaber said that although this neft candle or neft burner gives a lot of light, you can't use it. But it seems like the reason he gave was Choyre Rav. What does he mean? Right, Salima, afal pi sha'ir rav, even though it does produce a lot more light than an oil lamp, afilach cheshin and shamayata, we're concerned about shamayata, kevin shu shamash she'ene kabua, since it's not the regular guy, he might do it. Now, b'shal neft, what's the problem? Taima, what's the reason? The latoya loy cheshin and sha'ir rav, like tzarech lezeh, these neft candles, they wouldn't be yata, that's not what you would do. You're also not concerned that he's going to take oil out of it because this is disgusting. I'm going ahead. I didn't read you the Rama yet. Says the Rama. So the Mechaber says that the shaman shall not, the candle of naft you're not allowed to use. Says the Rama, there are those that do allow it. What's the reason? So that now it makes a little bit more sense. I was saying, we're not concerned that you might bend the candle. Lefish ayirav, as the Mechaber himself admitted that it has ayirav. Mechaber says still we're not allowing it with the shamash and the kavua. But the others would say no because it gives a lot of light. There's no need to bend it, and we're not concerned about it. What's one of the concerns we have with an oil lamp? You might decide, since you're very close to it, I want some oil. With the naft, it's very disgusting. Any other kind of oil that potentially You might use, everyone would agree, it's also. When if you don't have any other choice and you have this neft candle, you can be Simech on this. Many Rishonim agree with this, but the Yeshayim that the Ramah brings, that is brought down in the Sefer Atzei Shulchan Atzei Shittim. Now, the Mechaber continues. Aval Shamish Kabua, what happens if your regular waiter is by you? Mutalai lived like Lauren Erikaisis. He could check the cups with the light of the candle. Because for him, he's the regular guy, it doesn't require great focus or great eon, and we're not so concerned about the Shemiyatim. However, if it's a candle that is burning Shemin Zayas, we don't go ahead and ask and we don't publicize, hey, it's okay to check to that candle. Because there we have a different concern, even though it doesn't require Ion Harba. So we're not worried that you're going to forget yourself and go ahead and bend the candle. Still, we are concerned you might decide to take oil from it. Taking oil from it would be problematic because that is considered that you are putting the candle out by making the candle go out earlier. Says Rama, and besides the fact that it's muksa, that oil, we'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah. Says Rama, Nahagi Lachasa, we're going to skip the Rama. We're going to get to Rama momentarily because it's a little bit of a different topic. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. She'en etzarech iyun, if it's the regular guy, you can, your usual shamish, it's okay. When it came to my being able to tell the difference between my clothes and somebody else's clothes, or even my wife's clothes, if they were similar enough, we said it's aser. So really, logically, we should apply the same halacha that if my clothes shouldn't require Ian Harb, I know my clothes. Still, we said, no, you cannot do it. Versus over here by the cups, we did allow it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is about nikias. This is about the making sure stuff is clean and things like that. The Chachamim are more makel. They were sensitive to that. They're more makel on that. And Myron, like, however, we said that if it's made from Shem and Zayas, we don't let them know that it's okay. Right, Zalaima and Bala Fanani Lishan, hey Myron Khathila, we don't tell him Khathila, go do this. But if he's doing it, we don't have to stop him. Why? What's the problem with Shem and Zayas? Shem, you stop it. Because you might go ahead and decide, I want some of this oil. We don't say it's us to light a Shemin Zayas candle. Since you are doing something that requires you to be very close to the candle, in order to check it, we're more concerned that you might come and do it. Okay. Now we're going to go to Ramah. The Ramah is connected to the candles, but it's a completely separate point. But it's an unbelievable way of how we're supposed to be looking at things. And I think this is from, although much of the simon was not negayatas, this one is extremely negayatas. Says Rama, Nahagi l'chasei sekitanim shelo yiyu arumim. You should make sure that in front of the candles, the children, you have a little child at home, they should not be naked. Nei haneiros mishum bizui mitzvah, v'chen kasav rekeach. The Ner Shabbos is a Ner Mitzvah. You made a bracha on it. You can't do anything in front of those candles. That's a bizui. That's embarrassing. So even a child, I saw that if you have to change a diaper, and let's say the timers already went out, and the only place you have room to change a baby's diaper is in the room with the candles, you should go ahead and make sure that your back is to the candles and you're standing in between the candles and the baby that you're changing the diaper in order not to have bizui mitzvah. It's disrespectful for the Ner Shabbos to do it. So, now, this doesn't just apply to a child running around in the room naked, but how do we act in the room with the Ner Shabbos burning? We see over here, the Ramah is telling us that you cannot, you have to recognize you're sitting in a room with Ner Mitzvah that are burning, that you made a bracha on it. A child, a one-year-old child that tends to pulls their clothes off. No, you should be careful that they shouldn't be naked in front of the candles. It's a bazillion to the mitzvah. Let's see. Right, he even brings down over here the kavachayim to someone to go to the bathroom or ladniach davar mitunaf b'pnei it's just to place something disgusting down. But it can't cause of a kavachayim shekolshkish yes b'zem shem bizui mitzvah. Ramah is telling us that a child might think a young child, okay, it's normal, a young child, they're not embarrassed, they get undressed. Still, we should, but for us to do something, it's like he doesn't have to tell it to us. You can't do something in front of them, that is not a busy mitzvah. Now, we did mention that there's an inyan when you light other lights in your house, it should be done l'shem the mitzvah of lighting candles for Shabbos. So the question is, if you have other candles or other lights that were lit shaloy without a bracha, right? So the candles in your tables, the ones you make a bracha, and that's the candles Rama was talking about. So Shmir Shabbos Gelchasa says at this point that you can't do anything in front that's a bizar mitzvah is only referring to the candles that are in that you made the bracha on. Okay, but Reb Nissen Karelitz writes that it was any candle or any light that was lit l'kavod Shabbos, you have this concept of shaykh of bizu mitzvah. He says the exception is the bathroom because of chatchila, that's the place that we go to the bathroom. Okay, he brings down Nissen Karelitz gives this idea that if you're changing a baby's diaper, you should be sensitive to it. You should turn. You should stand between so that you get the light, even though you're standing, but it's not directly exposed to the candle. But it's a very important concept that we see here about the sensitivity to a Dvar mitzvah. Let's see the Mishabru Bizu Mitzvah Kasha. The Balavach Asa Mishum Sakana Dasa L'Dei says, I don't understand. Why does the Ramah have to tell me, don't be naked in front of the candles because we are going to, because you can't have, because it's a Bizu Mitzvah. We already learned there's a Gemara in Psachim that says that if somebody stands in front of candles naked, he can get this Nichba, some say it's a stroke, others say it's different things, but it doesn't make a difference. But it's sakanas nefashis to be standing naked in front of candles. So it's kedusha v'psachim nafkuf yedbeis. V'nira l'chalik ben katan l'gadol. So the Rabbah says that the difference is between a katan and a gadol. This thing that the Gemara tells us that somebody stands undressed in front of a candle is going to chas v'shalom be struck with whatever this disease is. That is only by a gadol, not by a katan. Others say that the truth is that it's the different reason. They say nishtana teva. Well, it's not going to physically harm you, although al tznius, it may be not the appropriate thing to do. However, it's not going to harm you to do it now. The body's our teva has changed. This idea of bizu mitzvah that still applies today. One last thing over here. What about fluorescent lights or LED lights? So Nissen Karelitz says that when you get to this, it does not apply because Lamaisa, although they were lit l'kavod Shabbos, you should have a light on Shabbos, but they still don't fall under the category of a candle. Yizichah cannot make a bracha. Hakol Moedim, you can't make a bracha on a LED or on a fluorescent light because it's not considered a fire. If you have an old incandescent bulb that you lit l'kavod Shabbos, that has a filament in it, according to many, that is aish. So again, we mentioned that Reb Nissen Karelitz and the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa disagree whether this idea of the Bizu Mitzvah applies only to the candles that you made the bracha on or not. But even Reb Nissen Karelitz says that even l'shitasai that it applies to anything that you lit, it would only possibly apply to the candles that have a fire. And also this Gemara in Psachim that says someone gets undressed in front of a light, front of a candle, Chas v'Shalom, also says would not apply to LEDs and fluorescents, which I think most of our light bulbs at this moment is not. So again, doesn't change the rules of tznius that we've learned, but it does affect this point over here. Okay, we will stop over here, and we will continue tomorrow.